Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
I get up.
I'd taken a shit that morning.
And my shit starts to clown.
My shit smeared ass.
Sometimes it's rough.
Pressed to his eager mouth.
But it's nice light brown.
A little streak of shit on his fingers.
And I know.
The sweet smell of shit was in the air.
That you like my meal.
Tangy peanuts and corn pushing closer
I've
to his tongue.
Hole, and I'm crunching, I'm breaking my seal. Well, can't you see me sitting here? I've got my ass against the edge of your teeth.
Eating out shit stuck
and
to the
I'm
side.
About to excrete.
The tangy tip of the clay-like delicacy.
It smells worse than a queen. Wow, might as well dump.
I'm talking about scat, baby.
Might as well dump.
Dingleberries or something.
Go ahead and dump. Dump!
Maybe that just happens to me.
Might as well dump.
Freaks! I love that intro because if you're a new listener, you can tell within the first few seconds that there's nothing of value contained in this podcast. Hey, freaks, it's October 10th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Mama, I'm gonna eat your boyfriend! Plus, Mighty Morphing Power Castration Rangers, and newsflash, fat people like to be seated near food. All this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you, end of the week with the big Friday program. Thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast. I think we're officially all squared away. Next week we should be back on track posting shows early. This week, for those of you who don't know, if you've missed the last couple shows, I moved. I'm pretty well moved in. I have my cable internet access. My office is kind of set up. I'm pretty well squared away. So thank you guys for sticking with me. Got an extended show for you Sideshow freaks today. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the program. But right now, I've got some audio for you before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fact-up news. I have what has to be one of the best 911 calls ever. Now, imagine you have an adult son who's living on his own, and you go over to visit him, and when you walk into his house, you discover, his head is missing. He's been decapitated. Yes, it truly is shocking. Now, obviously, you're going to call 911, but when you get the dispatcher on the line, I'd imagine the phone call would be like, "Holy mother of shit, my baby's head is missing! Send someone here! Maybe if you can find it, you can reattach it and he'll be living! I don't know!" You know, just a babbling mess, right? All right, take a listen. That's exactly what happened to this woman, right? Her son's head has been decapitated. Listen to her 911 phone call.
"He's in the bathroom, but his head's missing."
"But what?"
"His head isn't there. I don't know. I know it sounds really weird, but..."
"Wait a minute. You're in his trailer, and you see him in the bathroom?"
"It looks like him. The legs do."
"It looks like him. The legs there." Now, she laughs at one point, right? I'm not making this up, right? I'm not hearing things.
"His head's missing."
"But what?"
"His head isn't..."
She's like...
"But what?"
The dispatcher's like, "But what? What did you just say?" And the woman's like, "Oh, yeah. No, that's right. His head is missing." I don't really think she cared for her son that much. Got a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This was sent to us by Cameron. Cameron wrote, "Here's a white rapper who grew up on the mean streets of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He goes by the name Baby T DeYoungin." All right. And on Baby T's MySpace page, he's got some fat freestyle beats.
A-B-Y-T, nigga, that's me. I'm coming from the inner city, 717, nigga, I'm some sick, I'm some sleep, on some set, nigga, this is my wreck, nigga, I'ma put a record on you niggas, what the fuck you think it is, man, you think I fuckin' playin' around with the pussy shit, man, don't get it twisted, nigga, turn around and you'll see what it is, nigga, this is I'ma be, comin' right through this bitch. Niggas better for my nigga Bishop, man. He needs to come out that cage, cause he ain't meant to be a bird.
Oh my god, that kid is awful. I'm way whiter than him, and I could totally do a better job rapping. Bitch has got the funk, giving me herpes simplex. Stick my dick in her ass and rub off the brown poop flex. Her pussy's wet like Niagara. My cock is stiff on Viagra. Bend that ass, ride my pole, fuck it like I'm Bob Dole. All right, there you go. DB listener Jim sent me a video of a tranny sucking some cock. Apparently that's what Jim is into. Just a little juicy. He knows that I love the juicy cock sucking. Right? Very juicy. Continuing to go through stuff people sent in to me, Alex made a Jagoo mashup. Now, I haven't heard this yet, so we're going to discover it together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's time for the epic Jagoo. Oh, yeah. It's going to feel nice.
It's not really a mashup, it's just him saying Jagoo over and over in different ways.
Jagoo! Jagoo!
You know, I wanted to make up some Jagoo bumper stickers, but I'm afraid black people will think it's derogatory or racist, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of close to Jigaboo. And I'm pretty sure someone called into the voicemail line saying that he once shouted Jagoo and a black person turned around and got all flustered or something. I don't want anyone shot because they have a Jagoo bumper sticker on the back of their car. All right, a couple more things before we get into the new... Oh, you know what? Speaking of stuff that people sent in, Haley's Comet did a little bit of research. You know, the fat man said, the original fat man, hi, folks, said that he was on a drug called Risperdal. Take a listen to this. Risperdal is an antipsychotic medication. It is an atypical antipsychotic used to treat schizophrenia and symptoms of bipolar disorder. It's also used in autistic children to treat symptoms of irritability. Avoid getting too cold or becoming overheated or dehydrated. Also, one of the side effects is that it may impair your thinking and it may raise your blood sugar. You're not supposed to take it if you're on diabetes. And Haley's Comet writes, fat man is fucked! His entire life is a catalog of the side effects that are supposed to make you stop taking the drug. I think his doctor is trying to kill him. What do you think about that, fat man?
I am taking a bath in glorious 720p HD, folks. Woohoo!
Uh-huh.
Woohoo! I'm taking a bath in glorious 720p HD, folks, for your enjoyment. I gotta scrub all the fat folds, folks. Scrub my breasts, folks. Right now, I'm taking a bath in 720p.
All right. Well, one of Fat Man's last videos before he retired again. Finally today, I've got a clip of a couple who are driving around in their car and they see a naked woman.
This bitch is naked.
See what I mean?
They calling the police or something. Oh my god.
I should ride through there. She yeah, bleeding. There.
Ask them, do she need some help? Ask them, do they need some help?
This bitch is naked.
Oh my god, I'm fighting everywhere.
Oh. You okay?
Do she need some help? Y'all got her.
Get a hybrid
shark,
baby, please.
This bitch is naked.
Do you got something in your trunk? Open up your trunk. Oh my god.
Tell him I love her. Go, please, hurry.
Oh my god.
She's bleeding and crying and hysterical.
This bitch is naked.
And she's please. Naked.
Just sit down. Just sit down.
Who did it to you?
I don't know. I was walking to the store.
She's my
I need to start with his car.
This bitch is naked. This bitch is naked.
One more time, come on.
This bitch is naked.
Thank you.
I was a black man.
What kind of cry is that? Awful.
This bitch is naked.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Real quick, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts throughout the week. We did an exclusive show this week. We're doing an extended show today. Plus, this weekend, I've got a video cast for Sideshow Freaks. Look, I know it's early to be thinking about fucking Christmas. I hate when I see advertisements for Christmas shit before Thanksgiving. But someone emailed me asking about if Lifetime memberships are going to be available for gifts this year. And yes, they are. As a matter of fact, right now until Christmas time, Lifetime memberships are back. $200 is all it takes. If you want to upgrade your own Lifetime membership, it's $150. Also, we're going to be doing something for if you want to buy a Lifetime membership for yourself and gift one. To, you know, someone, it'll be $300. So if you have any questions about it, email me. Specifically, if you want to upgrade, if you have a yearly membership and you want to upgrade it to a lifetime for $150, email me and I'll give you the instructions. Likewise, if you want to do the buy one, gift one for $300, you have to email me as well. There's a link on the SuperFreakSideshow.com website to buy a lifetime membership along with the monthly and yearlies. All right? Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the United Kingdom. A woman is accused of stabbing her mother's boyfriend to death and then threatening to eat him. That's right, 22-year-old Maxine Williams denies murdering Bernard Evans at the house he shared with her mother. The jury listened to a series of emergency calls made as he lay dying on the kitchen floor. During one call, she could be heard saying, "Ma'am, I'm going to eat him. Nom, nom, nom." It's alleged Ms. Williams stabbed him twice during a violent outburst because it's claimed he was bullying her mother. Williams said afterward, "Good, I'm glad he's dead. He will never hit my mom again. He's dead because I killed him. He deserved it." Incriminating. Why is there even a trial? If the emergency phone call tape picked up, "He's dead because I killed him. He deserved it." What more do you possibly need to get this woman behind bars? Police found bloody knives on top of a radiator and a bundle of knives wrapped in a cloth and placed down on a toilet. During the first emergency phone call, the exact quote was, "I'll eat him, ma'am. I've killed him, ma'am. I'm going to eat him." And then in a second call, she could be heard in the background saying, "I'm going to eat you up now." She's like the big bad wolf. Anyways, police were dispatched and they found Ms. Williams in the garden. They promptly tased the shit out of her. Apparently, Bernard Evans' mother said that Ms. Williams told police, "I'm glad I ripped his head off. I'm glad I killed him. I hope he dies." When, you know, I mean, when you rip someone's head off, they don't even really have a fighting chance. He's dead. You win. The trial continues. Second story we have for you today. When I read this, this is amazing. You guys remember the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right? Well, one of the Power Rangers is insane. He's off murdering people, trying to castrate himself. Oh, it's fantastic. Yes, Skylar DeLeon, a former actor on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, began his trial Tuesday for the murder of a couple on a yacht. DeLeon, 29, has pleaded not guilty to charges of murder and murder for financial gain. He allegedly murdered a couple at sea to steal their yacht. So he acted as if he was interested in purchasing the $440,000 yacht. Jesus Christ, who knew Mighty Morphin Power Rangers paid that well? That would have threw up a major red flag if I was selling the yacht. Really? Your character didn't speak at all. It was all dubbed. No way you were making that kind of money. During a test cruise on the boat, De Leon reportedly chained the couple to anchors and tossed them overboard while they were alive. They are presumed to have drowned. Their bodies have not yet been found. That's not it, though. No, no. The jury is also going to consider a separate murder charge filed against De Leon in the killing of a man he met in a work program in 2003 while serving time for burglary. Prosecutor said De Leon took $50,000 from the man and then slit his throat and dumped his body in Mexico. There's also a third case to be tried separately. De Leon is charged with soliciting the killings of his father and cousin after believing that they had information about his alleged role in the crimes. His cousin is expected to testify at the current trial. In July, De Leon tried to saw off his penis with a razor blade. He was hospitalized after trying to cut off his cock in a mental ward. His penis was reattached and he was returned to jail the next day. De Leon at the time was in a mental health ward in Santa Ana. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. I can't believe someone spent money on this study. When dining at Chinese buffets, overweight individuals serve themselves and eat differently than people of normal weight.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
No, I'm serious. This is groundbreaking research. Yes, this is all according to a research at Cornell University. Brian Wenink said that obese people sit closer to the food, generally face the food, and even chew less. He is the lead author of the study and wrote the book Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. For the research, 213 diners were observed at 11 all-you-can-eat restaurants around the country. Jesus, I don't know what... It's that fucking sun-kissed pop. Okay. 27% of normal weight people faced the buffet compared to 42% who were fat fucks. The fat fucks also sat on average of 16 feet closer to the food. 38% of normal weight diners sat at a booth compared to 16% of obese people. Wenink also said that one-third of obese people browse before choosing food, but 71% of normal weight people did. So the majority of fat people just run up to the buffet and just pile whatever they can right on real quick. Just in an effort to continue shoveling shit in their mouths. I knew my trough-style buffet idea was a gold mine if I could just get some investors. That would totally eliminate the need for these fat people to sort of waddle their way up to the buffet, pile on some food, walk back to their table, sit down, start... No, these people just want stuff in their mouth constantly. They just want to stick their face in something and inhale.
Are you too big to fit in the trough feeding stable?
That's okay. All Kankle eateries are equipped with heavy-tech circus-grade cranes. Zoos nationwide trust heavy-tech cranes to lift and transport sick elephants and whales. Get your fat ass down to Kankle's Family Trough Eatery. Home of the Crisco Poppers. Another one of my million-dollar ideas. All right, those with body mass indexes in the normal range were also 2.5 times more likely to use chopsticks. What? Because, you know, fat people have those sausage fingers and they can't maneuver them properly. I don't know, that's my theory. Also, you can fit more food on, you know, forks and spoons. They should really just cup their hands and push it towards their face. Gee, this is ridiculous now. Parmesan, garlic, Cheez-Its, and Sunkist, a deadly combination. Finishing up here, one of the co-authors of the study said, when food is more convenient, people tend to eat more. These seemingly subtle differences in behavior and environment may cause people to overeat without even realizing it. The study was published in the journal Obesity. I want to subscribe to that, Obesity Monthly. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, first up here.
Jigu, Tim, it's your friendly neighborhood PSP hacker here. I've heard a couple guys calling in now asking about whether the PSP can do the Sideshow feed, and apparently it can't. I've tried a few different ways of getting it to work, and nothing doing.
Stupid PSP.
Sorry for you guys who are too cheap to buy a computer.
Who uses their PlayStation as an MP3 player anyways?
Poor bastards. Yeah, there's nothing you can do to get...
I was at Target, and I saw the iPods are $49 for the little tiny ones. Come on, get with the program, for Christ's sakes.
Password-protected RSS feeds on a PSP. So much for that. Anyways, keep up the good work, Timmy. You other guys, buy a computer, stop being cheap asses.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. Mike, Sideshow Freak from California.
Ah, Mike.
Good boy. I just let you know that you've got some missing shows.
Well, listen, there's a few probably on the site, on the archive, that might be missing, like two or three. I don't know, just ones that I may have mislabeled or whatever. The link is wrong or something. But also, something that I noticed before on the Sideshow feed, some dates don't have a show. Like, I might, because when I was, you know, putting all these links up, I had to do them manually, and so I was getting tired. And I might have, like, for instance, I might have said, oh, okay, here's the, you know, here's a link to the 10-5-08 show. Well, you know, 10-5-08 was a Sunday. There was no show that day. It was just a fuck-up. So I noticed that happened quite a bit. So I'm redesigning the website, so I hope to catch those when I update everything.
Yugu, Tim, how are you doing? It's Canadian Jay here.
Well, you know, I'm not doing too bad now that I have gas and I can wash my nuts. Oh my god, my balls smelled so bad. I hadn't taken a shower in like 3 days, and I just used my fingers and went under my balls and I sniffed it. It, talk about that, it's exactly the same smell as the Cheez-It, Parmesan and garlic Cheez-Its. Oh, very fragrant, but I'm glad I could wash my nuts.
About the show, bonus show on the 30th, the fellow with the PSP, yes, the PSPs can play podcasts.
What?
They work differently. They only stream. I've known this because I have a friend who had one, and at a certain point, they upgraded it to allow it. As far as I know, it's simple. It's just like the Zune software wouldn't work with protected feeds. But I have been using a service called Free My Feed, FreeMyFeed.com. It's a little iffy on the security. It basically takes your password and unlocks the feed for you. It basically spits out an unlocked feed. I guess that'll work on stuff. I've tried that. Worked with my Twitter feed. So, yeah, just thought it would help him out, and there you go.
Talk All right, well, Bye. There you go. There's an answer for you. Check out that website.
Have you ever shaved your genitals and then put rubbing alcohol on it?
Oh, it's Sue Johansson checking in. Yes, of course I've done that.
That's
All right.
not what you normally do with a penis.
Oh.
Who likes rough anal sex, you or your partner?
Both.
Mostly you.
Okay. Yeah,
Would you be honest enough to say to your partner, ouch, whoa, that hurts?
No, because I'm not a pussy and I suck it up like a man. I have man gay sex. Manly.
And is he using penis or is he using toys?
Mostly butter knives, corn on the cob, gargoyles, and curtain rods.
I worry about it. I worry about it. It's up to you. It's your rectum, not mine.
That's true.
You're sticking in
rectum?
Your...
I hardly knew him. we're having fun here, aren't we, Sue?
You're sticking in your penis in a canal full of poo. Think about it. There's poo-poo. Caca. Doo-doo. Number two. In there. And so that's where your penis is.
I know. That's what makes it hot.
Is that where you want your penis to be?
Mm-hmm. I'm a poop scooper. All right. Thank you very much, Sue Johansson.
Jagu, Tim.
Jagu.
Hey, Matt, jam hole guy. Hey, take Uh-oh. A hint, dude. There's numerous people that you irritate. Go away. Dude, I hear your voice, and it makes me want to fist fuck your face to shut your ass up. Dude.
Well, I mean, Matt hasn't really been calling in that much anymore.
Shut up.
Okay.
Go away. Jagu, Tim.
Jagu. A couple more here.
Tim.
Yes.
Sideshow member Spanky here.
Sideshow member. Nice. Good boy.
They show the drunk Irishman that you played the video clip for was actually the lead singer for the Irish punk band The Pogues. And yes, that's Shane McGowan, and he's pretty much a professional drunk.
Nice.
Guy has no teeth left in his mouth.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that when I saw it. He really does have very few teeth in his mouth.
From years of bar fights, drug abuse, and Oh, poor hygiene. So, anyways, that's who that is. The guy's a legend, and yes, he pretty much is drunk 24/7. He doesn't even drink beer anymore because it doesn't do anything for him. So, just thought I'd fill you in on who that was.
Probably takes wine enemas.
Hey, Tim, it's a slightly stoned window licker here. Do I have some competition for the window licker name? Seriously? Listening to the September, 25th show? That stuttering kid? I'm behind a little bit. That stuttering kid? Swear to God, he's got to be autistic or a window licker or something. He sounds so fucking retarded, it's not even funny.
I know.
Worse than me, man. Seriously? That's some fucked up shit right there. I don't know. Dude. You're worse than Electra, baby. Stop calling in, please.
Let me ask you something. Window licker, now you said you have Asperger's. Do you have to take any medication for that? If so, does it help, or are you still kind of retarded? Also, make sure it's okay to take that drug with diabetes, because, you know, it's probably going to kill the fat man. I would hate to see that happen to you.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes. Diabetes, diabetes testing supplies.
That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email the show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh God, is it? Oh God!
This bitch is naked.
Vote for some podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of program. Sign up for the Sideshow if you want to catch the exclusive show or today's extended program plus the video cast. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody! Giving me herpes simplex. Stick my dick in her ass and rub off the brown poop flex. Her pussy's wet like Niagara. My cock is stiff on Viagra. Bend that ass, ride my pole, fuck it like I'm Bob Dole.